Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
When our founding fathers were creating this wonderful new country, John Adams wrote, "It has been the will of heaven that we should be thrown into existence at a period when the greatest philosophers and lawgivers of antiquity would have wished to live." As we move from the administration of one president to the administration of another, we're wise to remember Adams' words and celebrate the fact that we live in a country where we have the power and the right to peacefully replace our leaders when they are acting against the greater good of the country. In between, however, we very often face challenges and setbacks. We need only look to the presidency of Barack Obama, which stands in stark contrast to the presidency of George W. Bush, to see the challenges we have faced as a movement. As we've been discussing this week on Pro-Life Perspective, our leaders matter. They steer the course of our country and the direction of the Supreme Court. Under the presidency of George W. Bush, we saw legislation supported and passed that protected unborn children and affirmed life. President Bush reinstated the Mexico City policy, signed the Partial Birth Abortion Ban Act, the Unborn Victims of Violence Act, and threatened to veto any bill that weakened existing pro-life policy. After 8 years of a pro-life president in the White House, in January of 2009, a new president, a pro-abortion president, Barack Obama, took office. On his second day as president, Obama issued a statement reaffirming his commitment to defend the Roe v. Wade ruling, which gave us abortion on demand. On his third day in office, he overturned the Mexico City policy, thereby allowing organizations that perform and promote abortions to be eligible for U.S. foreign aid funds. Perhaps most egregiously, under Barack Obama's presidency, the American public has had the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act thrust upon them. This far-reaching health care bill contains multiple provisions authorizing federal subsidies for abortion and additional provisions on which future abortion-expanding regulatory mandates may be based. Our federal legislative department has summarized the abortion-related problems with the Obama health care law. 1. The law authorizes tax subsidies for the purchase of health plans that cover abortion on demand. 2. The law establishes a new program under which the federal government would administer health plans that cover abortion on demand. 3. The law empowers federal political appointees to expand access to abortion by administrative decree. In other words, someone appointed by the president could mandate unlimited abortion coverage in most private health plans. 4. The law allows federal funding of abortion on demand through all Indian health programs. 5. The law does not protect health care providers from being penalized for refusing to participate in providing abortions. Pro-life doctors and nurses may be faced with the decision to help in the killing of an innocent unborn child or find another profession. 6. The law provides $7 billion for the nation's 1,250 community health centers. There is no abortion restriction on this money, and pro-abortion groups are already campaigning for the health centers to perform abortions. So this law allows direct federal funding of abortion on demand through the health centers. And 7. The law provides another $5 billion for temporary high-risk health insurance pools and $6 billion in grants for health co-ops. No restrictions are placed on these funds, so they also may be used by pro-abortion appointees to pay for abortion. Not only does the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act affect abortion funding and the consideration of abortion as so-called health care, but there are dangerous anti-life provisions in regards to the rationing of America's health care as well. Please join me tomorrow as we talk about the end-of-life care rationing in the Obama health care law. For more information, please visit our website at www.prolifeperspective.com.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.